Goedemiddag hier op die Lekker Huis, we gaan tijd programma op Lekker FM 98.3. Gezels ik zo begin met Glenn Rosie, waar zij splitter niet winkel zit, Honey Bee. Glenn, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, how are you doing?
I'm doing very, very good and it's nice speaking to you. But quickly, tell me Glenn, just for the listeners that don't know you and didn't hear from you before, where are you from and when did you decide to listen? Music is what I'm doing.
Right, so yeah, I'm originally from Zimbabwe.
Okay.
I've been staying in South Africa since 2008. My family moved here, so I did most of my schooling here. Mostly at between Eikenach and Johannesburg. I finished high school at Muir College Boys High, and then I went to study medicine at Stellenbosch University. I am still currently practicing as a doctor. I'm doing my community service years. They called it the Zuma years, but we call them settle years now because it's a new prison. And then, and then what made me decide to start music? I've always played music since I was young. I taught myself how to play guitar. And then when we got to university, I used to make extra pocket money playing live music at restaurants and wine farms and everything.
Yeah.
And then from then on, that love just grew, especially when we did SAR. We sang SAR for Hippocrates for a few years, and then when I started working, that's when I could save up a bit of money and use it to record some music. And then I realized that people actually enjoy listening to my favorite genre of music, which is country music. That's what I make.
Yeah.
That's what made me decide to dive in 100%.
Well, listen, you're not the first doctor that's doing music. I know about another doctor as well. But listen, isn't it like... the being a doctor is taking so much out of your day and so much out of your life. How do you get to that level where you can actually balance the two?
So in my case, you know, like, because in the medical side, I am very academic still. You know, I'm still very,
yeah,
still function really, do really well, actually. And then in the music side, also give 100%. So what I do is usually, both things are very much part of my day.
Yeah.
Everything is very well compartmentalized. If I'm at work, I'm 100% at work. And then if I'm at home, if I'm safe to study for maybe 2 hours, then I do that.
Okay.
But then if I've got inspiration to write a song, because the rule is every time before I get to bed, I have to pick up my guitar for at least 20 minutes to, like, you know, either practice a new song or write a song or something like that. And then there's some days when I have nothing to do and I can spend the whole afternoon, you know, recording demos and writing music.
Yeah.
It's sort of a flow that I've had in my life for a long time, because music is something that helps me to calm down. It helps me to just, like, you know, forget about life and just, you know that, like, you know, yeah, there's much more to life than just, you know, chasing money. You know, you can just, like, sit and do something that you love, making art, creating, which is something that all of us have a desire to do inside, be it like cooking or pottery or something. Mine happens to be music.
Yeah, so there is definitely time in your day. Now, listen, you've got a new single out called Honey Bee. Tell us a bit more about the song. You wrote it yourself, eh?
Yes, I wrote it myself. Yes. So Honey Bee is a song basically about a guy, the character. It's basically having mixed feelings about an ex that went away. So a lot of the songs that I write, usually it's like I take relatable feelings and stuff that people have gone through. I've also gone through something like that.
Mm.
And then I make it into a song, into a story that's, like, you know, very engaging. Like, as if, you know, if it's a man listening to the song, you can imagine himself singing those songs to some girl that was his honeybee. And then if it's like a lady singing to the song, she can also imagine somebody, or, you know, maybe she was somebody's honeybee or something like that.
Yeah.
And what the song is about is basically the battle between the heart and the mind when you look at the old the relationships that you lost, where the heart just remembers all the sweet things and all the sweet memories, but the brain is there saying, like, wait, let's get back down to earth. This was such a hurtful thing.
Mm.
Where if you see in the chorus, there's a contrast which goes, like, it starts off like, honeybee, I loved you, I did. And then the mind goes, like, I was young and I was stupid enough to carry on, you know. And then also at the same, you see the same things where, as well, in the verse where he starts off saying, like, I fell in love when I saw you by the cafe. I thought you were the one that I would marry and everything. And then later on goes, like, I was wasting my time. You left my house all broken with nothing left to say. That's how the story goes, you know.
Yeah.
So So this one, like, yeah, just the philosophy behind this song is just like something that my friend of mine told me many years ago, saying that piano has got black keys and white keys, but both keys make music, you know, just like life. You know, this one is like basically a sad story which has become something beautiful, embracing both the good and the bad. And then at the end of the song, towards the end of the song, he's saying that, expressing hope for the future. And I was saying that, like, if I could turn back time, I'll probably make the same decisions, but, you know, I'm waiting, I'll find my way, you know, which is like, that, despite everything that has happened, the good and bad, I will find my way in the future. You know, that's basically the deeper side of the song, besides the superficial love story that is very much relatable to everyone. So it's quite a special song for me. Like, it started off when I was playing that very catchy, like, guitar lick, which sort of loops into itself. And then from there, the melody came, and then I thought, okay, what kind of story can I sing with this? Because I want something that's gonna be happy, but that's also gonna have some sort of depth to it as well, which is how Honeybee came to be. And it all came together really well.
And this song is already available on all the platforms like Apple Music and Spotify and all those places, eh?
Yes, it's available everywhere, Spotify, Apple Music. There's even the music video is also available. It's on YouTube Music, and you can find it also on Apple Music and on Spotify. And so it's very much out there, released last week on Friday.
Ah, great stuff. And obviously, if some of our listeners want to go and see and read about you, where do they go? Are you on social media, on Facebook and so?
Yes, I am indeed. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram and TikTok, and you can find a lot of my things on YouTube as well. But my main communication is Instagram. That's where I send most of my things, because I usually like a lot of visual cues, but they can find me on any of the platforms.
Great stuff. Now, it was very, very nice speaking to you, and we're definitely going to play out that new single of yours, Glenn. Thank you for your time, and all of the best doing what you do, and being a doctor and being a muso. I take my hat off to you. I think it's an awesome job to have.
Oh, thank you very, very, very much. I greatly appreciate it.
Okay, Glenn, we'll talk again. Bye-bye.